I'm sat with Mark Bargent from Cummins. What part of Cummins are you from?
I'm from Cummins Power Generation in Kent. I'm the Advanced Engineering Manager down in that plant, where we employ about 600 people.
Cummins seemed to play quite a large part in today's teen tech. What was the role?
Well, the role was to actually inspire the children. Cummins know only too well the connection between economic growth and children taking STEM-related subjects. So we need to get involved with our children's education. And this is one fantastic way of doing that.
I've been milling around and trying to absorb some of the masses of energy that have been coming off these kids. And a lot of the conversation has just been sometimes a little bit of disbelief, like, well, I never. And I spoke to one lad, and I wish I'd recorded it, but he didn't really want to get involved with the recording, about how he thought about the word geek, for example.
Yeah.
And it's kind of interesting, because in my generation right now, geek is actually a good thing.
I guess it is, yeah, the technology geek.
Exactly. Yeah, but he says he'd completely changed his opinion of what he thought engineers and scientists were all about.
Yeah.
There's a stereotype that needs to be fought against.
And I appreciate that, yeah. The old stereotype was, I don't know, a mechanic perhaps, a very dirty, oily kind of person. And I think this event today has sort of like changed that mindset in a lot of the children. Even the word engineer, I'm very proud to be an engineer, but is there a different name that we need to sort of like start broadcasting out to the children now, a more up-to-date name? So and we all need to get together to answer that one.
Definitely. Well, I think they'll be taking away a lot of stories, a lot of experiences that will lead them to think different things. And looking at the voting system was really interesting for me to see everybody's opinion as they came in, and then everybody's opinion as they left, when it came to science, when it came to maths, when it came to engineering. And there was definitely a positive upswing.
Yep.
How many of these have you been involved in? Will you be involved in more?
Well, right now, this is the first one I've personally been involved with. There are going to be many, many more events where Cummins are getting involved with inspiring the children. And we're talking about planning to build and develop teaching centres at some partner schools, where we're there to actually inspire children again in an attempt to regenerate engineering within the UK. So that we've got some exciting times ahead of us right now, and I'm just thankful for EBP, Teen Tech, Cummins, and all the other sort of like industrial players out there that are sort of like going to be sort of like working with us to make that happen.
Now, Great Britain has got quite an amazing history when it comes to engineering.
Indeed, it has.
What do you think it's going to take to get Great Britain back to being great in those fields?
It's got to start from grassroots. It's got to start from the children. We have to inspire them. We have to inspire the parents. We have to inspire the teachers. We have to inspire government ministers to allow us to bring it back technology into our educational system and the curriculum. And watch this space. We're working on that right now.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.